Star Wars Unlimited Ashes of the Empire Beginner Guide, What to Buy, How Support Works, and When to Skip Carbonite Boosters. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. A beginner should start Ashes of the Empire with the Luke Skywalker Spotlight deck, choose Intro Battle, Hoth instead when both players are completely new, use the pre-release box or a shared booster display only for a planned limited event. Carbonite boosters are a premium collector product, not a better starter deck. Ashes adds support, Mandalorian token units, and advantage tokens across more than 260 cards. Ashes of the Empire is set 8 of Star Wars, Unlimited, released July 17, 2026 with more than 260 cards and 3 mechanics that visibly change the table, support Mandalorian token units and advantage tokens. That makes it an exciting entry point. It does not make every Ashes box an entry product. The useful question is not which Ashes product is biggest, it is what should happen at the table after the seal breaks. A spotlight deck creates a legal first duel, a pre-release box creates a sealed building exercise, a booster display can supply a planned limited event, a carbonite display concentrates premium treatments. Imani is putting those jobs on separate hangar doors. What should a complete Ashes beginner buy first? Buy the Luke Skywalker spotlight deck when one learner wants to enter Ashes directly. It is a complete fixed deck, its healing identity is visible on the board, and it gives a new player recoverable decisions. Buy the Emperor Palpatine deck when the learner already enjoys sequencing a wider board and converting temporary advantage into pressure. Choose Intro Battle, Hoth instead when both people are learning the entire game. It is a teaching product, not an Ashes sampler, and that distinction is useful. The first night should end with two people asking for another game, not one person reciting a rules video while the other studies a hand of expensive cardstock. How do support, Mandalorian tokens, and advantage actually change play? Support asks you to choose which other unit receives help when the supporting unit attacks. That makes attack order matter. The unit doing the supporting and the unit receiving the bonus need different jobs. Mandalorian token units put extra bodies into play without pretending every token is a full collectible card. Advantage tokens create temporary value, so the timing question is not merely can I use this, but which unit converts it before the window closes. Teach the mechanics with 3 physical markers and 1 sentence each. Point to the supporter and the recipient. Keep Mandalorian tokens visually distinct from deck cards. Put an advantage token beside the affected unit and remove it when the rules say the benefit is spent or expires. A mechanic understood on the table beats a keyword memorized in the car. Should you buy the pre-release box or a booster display? Choose the pre-release box for 1 bounded sealed exercise. Choose the booster display only when a group has named the event. A pre-release pool forces useful decisions from limited information. A display can support draft, multiple sealed pools, or a shared opening, but the purchase has no learning structure until the host supplies one. Write the event sentence before checkout, 4 of us will draft Saturday, or 2 of us will build sealed pools and play best of 3. Then write the stop rule, packs left after the event remain product, not a debt that must be opened. If the real goal is 1 exact card or 1 exact deck upgrade, skip both and buy the known object from a reliable single source. When are carbonite boosters worth it? Carbonite boosters are worth considering only after you know you enjoy premium treatment collecting as its own activity. They do not teach the game more clearly, make a fixed deck, or reliably produce the exact card you want. Their job is concentrated premium opening. Set the number of packs or displays before the first seal breaks. Keep a separate list of exact cards you would rather buy directly. If a first premium opening feels exciting, that proves the opening was exciting. It does not renegotiate the next purchase. Dax calls this the blast door rule. The budget closes before the foil flare begins. How should your first 6 Ashes games be structured? Games 1 and 2 use the fixed decks with open hands and generous takebacks. Name the initiative, the active arena, and the reason for each attack. Games 3 and 4 close the hands but pause whenever support, a token unit, or temporary advantage enters. Games 5 and 6 play straight through, then record 1 decision that created value and 1 that spent it too early. Do not upgrade after the first loss. After 6 games, sort every complaint into 1 of 4 bins: rule misunderstanding, sequencing error, matchup pressure, or card availability. Only the 4th bin is automatically a shopping question, the others are practice wearing a retail mustache. What is the smallest useful accessory kit? Sleeve the active deck in 1 complete opaque set and carry matching spares. Put the deck in a rigid box that fits the final sleeve system. Keep hard tokens, dice, and coins in a separate compartment so they cannot mark the backs. A playmat is nice when the surface is rough, sticky, or crowded. It is not a prerequisite for understanding the game. Official Ahsoka, Obi-Wan, and Boba Fett sleeves make multiple decks easy to identify. Choose art because you enjoy looking at it, not because the character improves the matchup. The Bastion is the practical hardshell option here. The full collection can wait for a storage problem large enough to deserve furniture. How do you prepare for a first store event without feeling behind? Bring one legal deck, its tokens, a way to track base damage, matching spare sleeves, and the current rules reference on your phone. Arrive early and say, "This is my first paper event, please tell me the local procedure before pairings." Ask whether the event is casual, premier, draft, or sealed, and whether a deck list is required. Your first objective is procedural independence. Present and shuffle the deck, keep the arenas legible, announce triggers, track initiative, and call a judge before a disagreement becomes archaeology. Community reports consistently describe helpful locals, but friendliness is not a substitute for checking the event description. The calendar is part of the rules lesson. What should you buy next after the spotlight deck? After 6 to 10 games, write 3 cards or rolls the deck wants more often and 3 cards that remain stranded. Compare those notes with current official card text and legal deck lists. Test one small package at a time. The upgrade is successful when you can explain which opening, matchup, or turn it improves. A pre-release or draft night is the best next purchase when you want to learn construction. Exact singles are the best next purchase when the deck has named exact needs. A display is the best next purchase when a group has named an event. Another premium box is the best next purchase when the premium opening itself is the planned entertainment. 4 answers, 4 different invoices, final verdict. Buy Luke for the most forgiving Ashes first deck, Palpatine for a more sequencing-heavy villain lesson, Hoth for the gentlest 2-new-player classroom, and the pre-release box for a bounded sealed exercise. A booster display belongs to a named draft or shared opening. Carbonite belongs to an experienced collector with a fixed budget. Nobody learns support faster because the wrapper was shinier. Frequently asked questions. What is Ashes of the Empire? Ashes of the Empire is set 8 of Star Wars Unlimited. Fantasy Flight Games released it on July 17, 2026 with more than 260 cards and the support, Mandalorian token, and advantage mechanics. Which Ashes of the Empire spotlight deck is best for a beginner? Luke Skywalker is the more forgiving first deck because its healing and board preservation decisions are easier to see. Palpatine is better for a learner who enjoys sequencing temporary advantages and a wider board. Is Intro Battle, Hoth part of Ashes of the Empire? Number 8 is a separate 2-player teaching product. It is still the better first purchase when both players need to learn Star Wars Unlimited from zero. What does support do in Star Wars Unlimited? Support lets an attacking unit help another unit according to the exact card text and current rules. The important beginner decision is attack order. Identify the supporter, recipient, and timing before declaring attacks. What are Mandalorian token units? They are token units introduced with Ashes. Keep the official token clearly distinguishable from deck cards and follow the current rules for how token units enter and leave play. Are Carbonite boosters good for beginners? Number they are premium collector boosters. A spotlight deck or intro battle, Hoth creates a better first game while exact singles solve known upgrade needs. Should I buy an Ashes booster box or pre-release box? Buy the pre-release box for one bounded sealed exercise. Buy a booster display only for a named draft, multiple sealed pools, or one finite shared opening. Can I play the spotlight deck at locals? You can use it as a legal starting shell if it meets the current event rules, but community reports do not treat either deck as tournament tuned out of the box. Learn it, then test small upgrades. How many games should I play before upgrading? Play at least 6 structured games and preferably 10. Separate rules errors, sequencing errors, matchup pressure, and missing card rolls before spending. What accessories do I need for Star Wars Unlimited? Start with opaque standard size sleeves, matching spares, a fitted deck box, the required tokens, and a clear base damage tracker. A playmat and larger storage can wait.